U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman has reaffirmed his call for the release of former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan, stating that democratic values and human rights are essential to a strong U.S.-Pakistan partnership. Bergman, who recently led a bipartisan congressional delegation to Pakistan, made the comments in a statement posted on social media platform X. He described his engagements with leaders and communities in both countries as constructive and urged collaboration for freedom and stability. A strong U.S.-Pakistan partnership thrives on shared values, democracy, human rights, and economic prosperity, Bergman wrote. The Michigan Republican visited Islamabad to attend the Pakistan Mineral Investment Forum 25, PMF 25, alongside fellow Congressman Thomas Suzzi and Jonathan Jackson. The lawmakers held meetings with Chief of Army Staff General Asim Munir, Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi, and other senior officials. According to Pakistan's military media wing, the Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR, talks with the Army Chief focused on regional security, defense ties, and counter-terrorism efforts. Both sides emphasized the need for sustained engagement and signed memoranda to expand cooperation in digital training and IT. In his meeting with the U.S. delegation, Minister Naqvi reiterated Pakistan's frontline role in the global fight against terrorism, calling for increased international recognition and intelligence sharing. Bergman's remarks add to growing congressional pressure in Washington for Khan's release. In February, Congressman Joe Wilson and August Pfluger urged Secretary of State Marco Rubio to push for the release of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, founder. They characterized Khan's case as politically motivated and compared it to that of former President Donald Trump. More than 60 members of Congress have previously raised concerns about political repression in Pakistan, including electoral misconduct and the detention of opposition figures. Bergman's comments reflect bipartisan concern in Washington over democratic backsliding in a key U.S. ally, as Islamabad continues to face scrutiny over its treatment of political dissent.